Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
They get the switch. He hunts Kennard on the switch. Mitchell got it off glass. He has been spellbinding tonight. The game is a seven-point contest now.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Thank you to ESPN for bringing us out as Utah grabs a 2-0 series lead on the Los Angeles Clippers. Mark Melusis in for Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, of course. I want to tell you, BetQL and Odyssey.com have partnered up for the best sports betting coverage around. Go to BetQL.com, enter code Costos, K-O-S-T-O-S, at checkout for 20% off any subscription. Get smarter and beat the books with BetQL. Get started today at BetQL.com. Also available in the Apple App Store and also Google Play. And remember, enter code Costos, K-O-S-T-O-S, at checkout for 20% off any subscription. You look at the Utah Jazz, and we're going to get, as you mentioned, you know, they lead the series 2-0. You're going to get the bounce back in game three when you look at it. And the Los Angeles Clippers are a Jazz right now, -2.5. They were last night. They go up 2-0 on the Clippers. The total in that game was 222.5 as well. You look ahead to a game three, it should be a good betting opportunity. The Clippers right now are a 4.5-point favorite at home for a game three, and the total on Saturday is sitting at 223.
Yeah, there's I think the Jazz-Clippers series at this point actually does present a betting opportunity. And for people who have followed the show, I had Utah in game one. They pushed on three, won the game, obviously, won game one by 3 points. Mike Conley didn't play. Game two, Mike Conley didn't play again. Number one to 2.5. I bet Utah at -2.5. That was a bet on the game on the show last night. They won the game. I think it's curious, like, in what ways does this series kind of mirror the Dallas series? Utah's a better opponent, no question about that. But just the idea of the Clippers trying things and, like, narrowing their focus. And it's just, like, very experimental, even, still in game two. A lot of DeMarcus Cousins, no Rondo, more Reggie Jackson, who played a lot better, obviously, but that was more because of foul trouble. It still looks like they're just trying to figure stuff out. And it's all very bizarre because it's game two of a very important playoff series, and you're down 1-0. You obviously, winning the game is very important. And yet it still all feels very experimental. Kawhi is sort of absent again. Now everyone's on this kick about Bojan Bogdanovic as this, like, transcendent defensive player that's shutting down Kawhi Leonard, which is kind of interesting, except that, like, Kawhi didn't, you know, like, I don't get that vibe from this series, and Bojan did a really good job of defending him. So anyway, I think the betting opportunity here, and I think there's another piece of news which I think affects making this betting opportunity right now too, or making this bet right now. I like the Clippers to win the series at these numbers. So I bet +350. You can find it almost got to 4-1 this morning, and then by the time I kind of got home and logged in and kind of set up some stuff, 350, 360. I think I've seen like 340 in a couple places. So. Rick Asani saw 385 like a little while ago. So again, like, shop around wherever you have access. I'm sure there are some places I don't have access to, like domestics and stuff, that might be hanging like a +400 right now or a +375 right now. I do like the Clippers at this price to win the series. Not that I think they're for sure going to win the series. Not that I think they're definitely going to come back or anything, but I think they have a lot of things going for them, that make this a valuable bet. Some of them and some of them Utah. I still think they have a version of their team that we haven't seen yet, and that's the first two games were literally about trying to figure out what that's going to be. I don't think they've solved the problem yet, and I said this after game one, like, Utah is such a known quantity, and they're very good, but they are They are very deliberate and predictable in what they're going to do. And it's just like, this is their offense. They know exactly what their rotation is. Everyone is like incredibly fine-tuned and the chemistry is excellent. And it kind of leads to, I think in the early part of a playoff series, them being more effective than a team that's literally scrambling to figure out what on earth they're even, what are their best five players on the court in this series? Seems like it's not going to be Batum anymore. Like, who's it going to be? Is it Morris, who can't hit a three to save his life in the series? Who knows? Is Cousins in the rotation or is he not? You know, is there a version of the Clippers that can kind of solve this problem? So I still think the Clippers have tremendous upside because I don't think they played a good game yet. I don't think they've even played like an average game, honestly. I don't think they played, like, I think they've just been terrible in both of these games. So I like their upside. I also, if I like the Clippers and I want to bet on the Clippers, I think it's very interesting that Donovan Mitchell kind of got banged up a little bit in the last game and that this was obviously, you know, missed a bunch of games with injury prior to the start of the Memphis series, hurt his ankle a little last night, like, was still limping in post-game. Some of the news and reporting and stuff is like, obviously he's going to get treatment. They're going to say he's fine and everything. But as he degrades throughout the course of the series, and we've seen all these guys that got hurt right before the playoffs started and then tried to come back, hasn't been great. Like, there's been a lot of re-injury. You know, Barkley's on Inside the NBA every night basically being like, you can't just show up and play playoff basketball and have very little, like, training, very little time on the court in regular season games to get acclimated and you know, and kind of back up to speed. I think it's possible that Conley doesn't return in the series, and I also think it's possible that Mitchell keeps getting kind of banged up a little bit. It's a really physical series, so
right. The only issue I would say where even with no Conley is the remarkable consistency of the Utah Jazz. I sure. think you know the Mitchell. You know, how hurt is he? How effective is he going to be? You know, how much are they going to hide? Is he going to continue to be the guy, right? So he's going to need to continue to be the guy, whether it be 45 or 37 points. You know, but you look at the remarkable consistency of Utah as compared to, say, the inconsistency that we saw with the Dallas Mavericks, who the Clippers went with seven games to before they eliminated Luka and the Dallas Mavericks. I agree with you. The value is in Los Angeles because, you know, number one is I love the bet at -4.5 for game three, right? So I'd have a hard time envisioning, and I don't think Bogdanovich is this unbelievable defensive stopper. So I would imagine Kawhi Leonard, who had 23 right. points in game one, who had 21 points in game two, who only had 2 points in the fourth quarter in game two. I would imagine that Kawhi Leonard back home, Los Angeles, that he bounces back in a big-time way. And I agree with you. I think the value at +350, +340, or as Rick mentioned, +385 for the Clippers to win this series. The only argument against it would be just how consistent. And we talked about it when I filled in for Nick during the course of the regular season. It seemed like everybody and their mother wanted to find out what was wrong with Phoenix and Utah, right? Everybody wanted to like sure. somebody else in the Western Conference. But you look at it, you know, Phoenix up 2-0 on the Denver Nuggets. They're well on their way to getting the Western Conference Finals. You look at the Utah Jazz, they're up 2-0 on the Los Angeles Clippers. And you're looking at the two teams out West that were the most consistent teams throughout the course of the regular season.
Yeah, and you and I have done this on the show too, this idea of can the regular season predict NBA champion? And I've done this on the show a ton. It's worth reiterating since you just brought up the 2-0 thing. There were only two teams during the course of the year that won more than 69.5% of their games, which is what, like, you know, 32 of the past 34 champions, something like that, have won, and it was Utah and Phoenix. So they would be the only two teams that would even qualify to be, you know, usual, in quotes, NBA champions based on using regular season success as a predictor. So that's kind of interesting. I mean, I think there are massive differences between Denver and the Clippers as teams down 0-2. I think yeah. Denver literally has zero adjustments left to make. I think Denver's toast. I can't even think of something that would make me like Denver short of an injury to Phoenix or Chris Paul re-aggravating a shoulder injury or something like that, where like Phoenix has to do something wrong to lose that series. I look at Utah and I see, like you say, consistently great performances. Like Utah puts up a, you know, an A game every game, basically an A or an A minus game every game. I think the difference is like, I think there's still a version of the Clippers lurking here that's better than that, that's better than Utah's average performance. And Utah may give you that performance every game the rest of the series, but I think there's a version of the Clippers that can actually be better. And they're basically one of the only teams left where I think that's true. So it's I know it's kind of like facts, not in evidence. We haven't seen them do that yet in the series. They played two pretty close games, lost both. Jazz obviously pulled away at the end of game two to cover the spread, but obviously a close game throughout. I'd like to see the Clippers kind of, you know, lose a game in which I feel like they actually, like, had a relatively clear identity. Their stars played well. Like, they get beat in that environment, in that situation. Like, great, Utah's better. Like, the point will be proven. The period will be on the sentence. Kind of no sweat. But it's really just more about potential and ceiling with the Clippers, I think. And can their stars and everything kind of line up with this rotation to kind of finally produce a good performance in the series? Hasn't happened yet. I think it's not that I think they're going to win. It's that I think the likelihood they win is higher than this price right now, given that they haven't lost a home game yet.
Where do you have the likelihood of them winning? Like, it's at 350 right now, right? So yeah. What would be the least amount of number? What would the number have to be where you say that's not worth a bet for me for the Los Angeles Clippers in this series right now?
Yeah, so I mean, if we're operating where the range of prices right now is like 330 to 390, I would say, like, if it was under 3, I probably wouldn't be very interested. If it was like, you know, 250, I probably wouldn't be very interested. Something like that's probably like where I would stop. I just think if they the other thing with the Clippers in the series, I think, is if they start playing better, and if Conley continues to miss, and if Mitchell continues to be less effective, like, I think that will actually have a tangible impact on the point spreads in the games coming up too. So, like, if the Clippers blow them out in game 3 and Conley keeps not playing and Mitchell looks a little worse, then, like, I think you could see like 5, 5.5 in game 4. And then, like, you know, we can start to get to certain points where, like, is Utah favorite at home in game 5 in that situation? Or is it a pick? You know, or like, just, I think there's a way for our impression and the market's impression of the Clippers to keep growing here, where they actually become like sizable favorites toward the end of the series, more than what they are right now. Definitely more than what they were in game 1 and game 2, where they're about a 2.5, 3-point dog.
Yeah, and the total right now for game 3 tomorrow back in Los Angeles is sitting at 223. And listen, I can buy into the narrative, Ken, about the Clippers being able to get to a level that is better than, say, the ultra-consistent Utah Jazz.
Yep.
The only issue I have with Los Angeles is this. Do I trust they can stay there?
Sure.
I mean, that's the only issue I have with Los Angeles.
Trust Utah, though?
No.
Trust Utah? Never been there.
I get that. I get it that I don't. But I do trust Utah for this, right? And I can't tell you about Donovan Mitchell where he is health-wise, right? And that would be a huge hit to the Jazz. If you don't have Mitchell at all, you know, playing the way that Donovan Mitchell can, and you don't have Mike Conley, that's a huge hit for Utah. And obviously, I think the Los Angeles Clippers can largely benefit off that. I guess I just don't trust the Clippers to where I think they can get to a level that's better than Utah. Now the question is, can they consistently stay at that level to now win 4 of the next 5 games?
Sure. Yeah, it's a question worth asking. I think that's why the price has to be attractive. It has to be, you know, the price that we're seeing right now in order for me to, like, again, like, I'm the guy who took Utah in game 1 and in game 2. So I'm definitely not Mr. Clipper here. I'm definitely not somebody who's betting on them every game of the series. I may not even bet on them at that number in game 3, although I probably will. It's more just about, like, I still think they have this gear that they haven't quite yet gotten to. And also, they're facing a team that I still don't trust very much, with a best player who may actually start playing worse as the series goes on. So all of those things in combination, I think, make the Clippers like a pretty valuable bet to win the series just at these crazy prices.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, I would probably take the Clippers plus the 350. When you look ahead to the plus the 350 right now, when you look ahead to the two NBA matchups this weekend, I'm taking the Nets -2. I'm taking the Clippers -4.5. And I would also probably – I'm going to take the over in the Nets-Bucks game as well.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna bet Phoenix in like every game of the series, probably going in that series as well. But I like the Nets a little bit. I like the Clippers a little bit. I don't think I'm going to have big bets on either of those games. It's more about those series for me. Nets super likely to win their series. Like, can I bet on any outcomes with that? I think Clippers more likely than the market thinks to win their series. More interested in that.
Brian Geltzeiler joins us next. It's a Friday edition of You Better You Bet, BetQL Audio Network.